Good morning, everybody, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. Okay. Today's podcast, we're going to get into it, is about being ungrateful. But before we get into that, I would like to give honor and respect to my godfather, Papa Hector. You can find him on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Anchor, YouTube, and his own site, HectorSalva.com, and that's SALVA.com, HectorSalva.com. You can find him there. He has a wealth of information on spirituality, advice. He has information on Haitian voodoo, 21 divisions, Sansei, and the Spiritismo. So you can check him out there. So today's podcast, I'm gonna touch on two subjects. But the first one I'm gonna talk about is being ungrateful. I have been ungrateful. When have you been ungrateful? It's ungratefulness that basically holds us back from success. It holds us back from sometimes accomplishing the things that we want to accomplish because we become ungrateful. And sometimes this ungratefulness, especially with social media, we see what others have and we can get into that ungrateful energy very quickly. And being ungrateful is not a good thing. See, we forget many times that there are those people that are doing worse than we are. We forget about the people that are really struggling. And Papa Hector says to me, he has said to me on many occasions, you compare yourself to this person, but you won't compare yourself to a person that is doing worse than you. Okay? We have a tendency to want to compare a lot. And it happens, sometimes it happens automatically, sometimes it's just something that it just pops in your head or you start to feel some kind of way. And one of the things that I have been ungrateful about in my life, and this is just one of the things, is that, at one time I wanted to be in a band. I wanted to travel the world and be in a band. And then I wanted to be a singer. And I got ungrateful because one day I sat down, I was in front of my altar, and this was like before Facebook and all this other stuff. And I actually had the audacity to say to the spirits, in particular, La Siren, the spirit, the Loa of music and the arts, how come you didn't give me the gift of singing? You know, she could have jumped. Something could have slapped me completely silly. Okay, she could have did that. Or she could have just waited till I got in the tub and got with my butt or anywhere else. But she didn't. And I'm glad that she didn't. But it took me a minute. That night, I sat down, getting ready to rest. And this went through my mind. You were given the gift of being able to play woodwind instruments. However, I, in my ignorance, I'm going to say ignorance on this part, my grandmother, she did not want me to play the saxophone, and that is the instrument that I wanted to play. And I learned how to play the clarinet and the oboe. Now, when you're a teenager, and you and you're impressionable, you know, you start to see things around you, become very aware of things around you. But that's also a time when you kind of also start to become very ungrateful. So in that, I started to be like, I don't want to play no instrument, but I continue. And I continue for a long time. Okay. I continued to play the clarinet and the oboe for a long time, into my 20s, actually, almost 30s. And I was disappointed. But you know what's so funny? It never dawned on me that, hey, you can learn how to play the saxophone now. There's no one to tell you that you can't. But I, in my ungratefulness and me not realizing what was in front of me, I let it go. I let it go. And that came from me being ungrateful. Ungrateful because I didn't get what I wanted or what I thought I wanted. And it's very easy to get that way. Okay. We get ungrateful. Sometimes we're ungrateful for the smallest things. Running water. Running water. You can go to your faucet. Most of us can go to our faucets right now. Turn on the water as long as you pay the water bill. Okay. And you'll have running water. Even if you have to go to an agency and get help with your water bill or whatever it may be, same thing with your lights. We take these things for granted. We become ungrateful when there are our native brothers and sisters who are living on the reservations that can't get running water. They have to go to a creek, risk in the wintertime falling into the creek to get water to bring back to their families. And that's here in the United States in 2020. We're not talking about in another country. We're talking about right here in the good old US of A, as they say. Okay? So we become ungrateful for a lot of things. And then when it's gone, we sit back and we're upset. See, it's very easy to become ungrateful in this day and time, especially. I even see it in children younger, usually like it was your teenage years, you know, back in the day, that maybe, you know, the ungratefulness would start to sink in. Now, it's young children. Because of social media, because of TV, okay? Do not let many of these illusions fool you. And when I say illusions, I mean the things that people put online. Many times, it's not all that what you think it is. It's really not. I'll give you another story. I used to be in New York City. I used to live in New York for a long period of time. And I met this lady at an event. And it was a networking event. And, you know, we kind of started talking and we, you know, became cool or whatever. And, you know, every time I would see her, oh my God, she would be dressed to the nines. I mean, she would be dressed like dressed. Wintertime, she wore a fur hat, fur coat. I mean, she had everything that you could think of that when you see a person, you'd be like, wow. Okay. Well, she finally one day invited me to her house. Now, when you look at this woman, you would think like, oh my God. And like I said, this was back in the day. We're going to talk about 99, maybe 99, 2000, about that time. maybe a little bit earlier than that. I'm lying. Like, I'm going to say this was like 98 probably. So, you know, I was still impressionable and things. So I'm thinking like, wow, this lady, you know, she got it together. Oh my God. She's inviting me to her house and such and such. Well, honey, she lived in basically, I'm going to say a half of a studio apartment. Like, you heard what I said. And I'm not talking about a big studio. I'm talking about a half of a studio apartment. It was very tiny. Okay. Now, some people say, oh, well, it's New York. That is true. However, the persona, the way she dressed and carried herself, you would think that this lady was balling. Like, her, you just knew. But see, some things come into play here. And what comes into play is a couple of things. Assumption and illusion. And many times we get caught up in the illusion of things that people present to you. And that was a lesson. You would thought I would have learned that lesson. It took something else that happened that I finally got the lesson. And these lessons, they keep coming to us. They will keep coming around and around and around until you get it. But I got it on the second go round. So that is my second subject about the illusion. They actually go almost hand in hand, ungratefulness and illusion, because, you know, on social media, people, they'll be talking about how much they travel. It's to a point that some hotels and some different places don't even want these so-called influencers in their hotels. Okay, they don't want them because they're taking away, because they're taking pictures to post on social media. They're not enjoying the experience of whatever it is they're doing. They're too busy on their phones. I got to show the world what I'm doing. Why? 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 I'll give you another example. I treated myself to a spa day one day. Okay, I saved up my coins and went to a really nice spa. It was very nice. Okay. And I'm trying to enjoy this experience, but you know what? I'm looking around and just about everybody in this one particular part at this spa was taking selfies. They want to risk their, I guess they must have had waterproof phones, I don't know, but they were risking taking pictures instead of just enjoying the moment for themselves to take in what was going on. They had to post it on Facebook or wherever they was posting it to. Okay, so the point is that you don't know who's paying for these trips. You don't know the work that might have went into someone becoming a well-known speaker. You don't know who those people know. You don't know. Never get caught up. And it's hard to do. I know it's hard to do. I know it's hard to do. But don't get caught up in what's just shown to you in front of your eyes. Don't let your eyes fool you and make you become ungrateful for what you have. Okay? Relationships. That's a biggie. You know, I hate to say it, but I mean, most of the times it's women, because usually men, they don't talk about their relationships. They kind of keep that on the hush hush. Okay? That's just most men. But, you know, as women, we like to talk about, you know, oh, my man got me this and my man got me that. And, you know, nowadays people, they'll come on social media posing with their man, you know, all the stuff that you see. And what that leads to, many times, because of illusion, you don't know what's going on with that couple. You don't know. Even the ones that come on and they're oh so lovey-dovey is sickening. Okay, it's just like sick. I mean, like sickening that you want to throw up, sickening. Okay, like they make it seem like, oh my God, they're so in love and that they have no problems and everything. And don't get sucked into that nonsense. And there was actually a couple like that on TV. I forget the name of the name, but they had a cooking show. And everybody believed that they was just so in love, except for those that had the sight. Except for those that had the sight to see something is wrong. I was watching that show one time. God rest her. I was watching it with Mambo Sunny. And Mambo Sunny was just sitting there and she was just looking and she was like, that's fake. She just came out and was like, that's not real. Them two, there's something going on with that. And then, you know, I was just paying attention to the food being made, really, because I was like, I like to cook. So I'm like, oh, okay, you know, I'm going to try this recipe. Well, I'm going to say about, so then I started looking at them. Like, I started looking at them and how they were interacting and everything. And they made it seem like they was just this power cooking couple. Like, oh, my God. Well, about 2 weeks after that, maybe a little longer, it came out that they weren't even together even more. And they couldn't stand each other. See, people do a lot of things. And they can make you become ungrateful for the relationship you have, you know, because maybe your man don't do these romantic things. Maybe he's not a romantic person. Maybe it could be that he's so stressed into paying bills. Okay. Maybe, you know, there's a lot of other things that's going on and everybody's life is not the same. Everybody's life is not set up the same way. Everybody is going through their own hell sometime, their own problems. Their own blockages, their own lessons. Everybody has their own journey here. And the people that you meet up with and become partners with, you have to accept them for who they are, in the sense of, you know, as long as they're not putting their hands on you or mentally, they're not emotionally abusing you. If not, move on. If you can't understand their journey and who they are, and you start comparing them, because comparison is a killer. We like, and as Papa Hector taught me, we like to compare ourselves to those that are doing way better than us than to those that are not. To those that are doing way worse than we are. So be careful in your ungratefulness, because sometimes the spirit can just decide to be like, oh, okay, well, being that you're ungrateful, I'm going to take this away. So I'm going to end it with this. Don't be ungrateful. Be happy for what you have. Because there are those out there in the United States, like I said, that are suffering because they can't get to running water. You keep that in mind, that our native brothers and sisters out in the Dakotas, Some of them do not have running water in 2020. They don't have access to that. So the next time you go and just turn your little water on, remember them. This isn't another country. We're talking about right here. Think about the people when you turn your lights on today that don't have light for whatever reason. When you go to put that food in your mouth today, that sandwich, those leftovers that you complain about, there's a child right now wishing that they had those leftovers. I have to catch my own self. Sometimes I have to catch myself like, oh, I don't want this. But wait a minute. Hold it. There's somebody right now that wish to God that they had the last little, the cereal in the bottom of the box with the dust, the cereal dust, the crumbs. There'd be somebody right now that would take that and eat that and be happy with that. The homeless people on the street. We forget and we become ungrateful until we don't have it anymore on many levels. And we have to get out of that. So anyway, this is Mambo Sandy. I want y'all to just be grateful for what you have, and you'll see maybe more things come to you. You never know the backstory. You never know the hard work. You never know what's really going on. Don't get pulled into illusions. All right. Y'all have a good day. Bye.